Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Electric cars are expected to be a big part of our future, and while there are concerns about whether our electrical grid will be able to handle the additional burden, another key factor is whether or not we'll have enough lithium to power these futuristic vehicles. Researchers at the University of Michigan releasing a new report on just that question. The co-author of the study, U of M professor Dr. Greg Keolian, also the co-director of the Center for Sustainable Systems, joins me now. Welcome to the program, Greg.
Thank you.
Well, let's begin with the obvious question. Is there enough lithium globally for us to be able to transition to the mass use of electric vehicles?
Yes, we did a study of the supply of lithium and the demand of lithium out to the end of the century and determined that there are sufficient resources to meet demand for electric vehicles, as well as other uses of lithium, portable battery use, as well as non-battery use.
What kind of quantity are we talking about then?
Okay, we evaluated, and this was a team of colleagues at the University of Michigan and also at Ford Motor, including a professor in geology and two graduate students, and evaluated over evaluated 32 deposits of lithium resource, and examined the amount of lithium in those deposits such that they were sufficient concentration to be economically extracted or produced now or in the future, and determined that there were about 39 million metric tons of resources available, deposits throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And on the demand side, for the different uses I mentioned, we estimated about 20 million metric tons of demand in 2100. And I mentioned there's 39 million metric tons of lithium in the ground, and we, being conservative, estimate that there would be about 20 million metric tons that could be recovered, assuming a 50% recovery rate. So there would be just sufficient amount of resource available.
I see. I guess that is fairly comforting news. Is lithium fairly rare? How does it compare to gold, silver, or copper?
Well, I'm not an expert, but my colleague Steve Kessler is the geologist on the team. But there is a pretty widespread distribution of lithium in the crust.
How difficult of a process is it then to extract lithium from the earth?
Well, there's different forms of lithium. There's lithium brines, which are salt formations. So that is relatively easy to process. And there's also lithium in minerals and in pigmatites and sedimentary rocks, which are a little bit more difficult to extract the lithium from.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it does require processing quite a lot of earth to actually pull this lithium out of it.
Yes, this, you know, the concentrations, you know, vary. You know, when you're talking about brines, they there's one very large deposit in Chile, where it goes up to 0.14% lithium.
You mentioned Chile. Are there other areas in the world where lithium is especially rich?
Yes, Argentina, China, Tibet. There's a very large deposit in Bolivia. The United States has deposits as well.
What makes lithium so unique in its use of powering electrical vehicles and other devices? Is there any other substance that has similar qualities?
Well, lithium is very attractive for electric vehicles in that it's the lightest solid element, and it's an excellent conductor of electricity. And so lithium-ion batteries are lighter and less bulky and more efficient than, for example, the nickel metal hydride batteries that have been used previously, for example, for hybrid electric vehicles.
So there are other substances that could be used in place of lithium, but nothing would be as ideal in terms of the fact that it's so light.
Yeah, right now it's, I'd say, the most attractive battery material for electric vehicles. And there's, but it's being developed different combinations of materials are being developed, even with lithium, to improve its performance.
I see. And how much lithium is currently being extracted, and is production at this point being limited based on the lack of demand?
Well, in terms of, I have statistics on the current uses in terms of batteries. About 25% of the lithium is going into batteries, and then there's glass is about 15%, lubricants is about 10%, for air conditioner use about 5%.
And what's the general pace of growth that you expect? Are we going to see a doubling at a certain point? How many years away is that?
Well, if we look at electric vehicles, we assumed a certain percentage of the total of vehicle production would go electric, and the projection was that there would be approximately 630 million light-duty vehicles in 2100 produced, and that comes out to be about 42 new vehicles per 1,000 people per year. Mm-hmm. And this level of global vehicle production is comparable to basically the magnitude of vehicles in the United States. So it's kind of an upper limit. We're saying that everyone on the planet would have the same, the sales of new vehicles on the planet would be similar to the U.S.
That's in 2100.
That's in 2100.
Is there a point in time that the study finds that we're going to see a real sharp increase beginning in the use of electric vehicles and the production of lithium?
Well, it's driven by this 2% and 3% GDP growth rate. And I'd say, you know, you really see the curve start to take off about 2050 is where you start to get a more of an upward trend where we're seeing very significant penetration of electrified vehicles.
So quite a long time from now. Now, are there any hazards or concerns when it comes to discarding lithium, since we're likely to see so much more of it in the future?
Well, in our study, we did different scenarios for recycling, because it's very critical that we recycle the lithium, because it's a precious resource. So we and there's infrastructure that could be put in place to recover the lithium, and we don't expect that to pose any significant hazards. But it's critical that that we do recycle the lithium at very high rates.
I see.
If we're looking at sustainability of materials, particularly those that are less abundant in the Earth's crust, we have to make sure that we recover these resources and prevent them from leaking out of the economy. So we keep them in the economy and available.
So you're saying that there is a high reusability factor in lithium, in a sense that once a battery is used and it essentially runs out of its ability to recharge, it can be recycled then?
Correct. And there's also different research going on where when the batteries are depleted, they may not be as useful for vehicle applications, that those batteries could be reused basically for stationary applications. So the battery can be depleted in terms of its charge and ability to hold its charge, but it still could be useful for stationary application before it gets recycled. And we actually have a doctoral student doing research on that right now.
U of M professor Dr. Greg Keolian. He's also the co-director of the Center for Sustainable Systems. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Keolian.
You're welcome. Enjoy talking with you.
And we'll be back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.